Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Well Endowed: The Secrets to Strategic Spending. Building a financial foundation for you and your family and creating lasting generational wealth is a personal finance guide by Vivian Tu, the New York Times bestselling author of Rich AF and founder of Your Rich BFF. The book is positioned as a next stage money manual for readers who have moved beyond basic budgeting, debt reduction, and introductory saving, and who now face larger financial choices tied to family, housing, insurance, retirement, and legacy. Drawing on Tu's public identity as a former Wall Street trader and financial educator, the book emphasizes practical decision-making rather than abstract wealth theory. Its central purpose is to help readers treat spending as a strategic tool, align money choices with values, and build durable financial structures for themselves and their families. The focus is modern, relational, and life stage oriented, especially for adults navigating the financial complexity of late 20s, 30s, and beyond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic spending as a deliberate allocation of future options, a core idea of Well Endowed, is that spending is not simply the opposite of saving. The book frames every major outflow of money as a decision that can either narrow or expand future options. This moves the discussion beyond common personal finance advice that treats discretionary spending mainly as a leak to be plugged. Tu's approach asks readers to connect spending with values, goals, and long-term security in practical terms. This means evaluating whether a purchase supports the life a person is building, whether it creates stability, and whether it competes with more important financial priorities. The point is not to eliminate enjoyment, but to make enjoyment compatible with wealth accumulation. This is especially relevant for readers who already cover bills and contribute to savings, but still struggle to decide how much present comfort is reasonable. By making spending intentional, the book turns everyday choices into part of a larger financial architecture rather than a series of isolated transactions. Secondly, major life milestones treated as financial design problems. The book gives special attention to large decisions that often arrive in adulthood with both emotional and financial consequences. Publisher descriptions highlight questions about renting versus buying a home, financing or leasing a car, marriage planning, prenups, family formation, and retirement contributions. These are not small optimization problems, because each can shape cash flow, risk exposure, mobility, and family obligations for years. Well Endowed stands out by treating these decisions as design problems that require trade-offs rather than universal answers. For example, the rent or buy question depends not only on market prices but also on career flexibility, maintenance costs, time horizon, and the opportunity cost of tying wealth to a single asset. Similarly, a car decision is not just about monthly payment size, but about depreciation, reliability, insurance, and liquidity. This life stage framing helps readers understand that responsible finance is not only about account balances. It is also about matching financial structures to the kind of life being built. Thirdly, insurance and legal planning as part of a financial foundation. Well Endowed broadens the idea of wealth building by including protection mechanisms such as life insurance, renter's insurance, pet insurance, and related planning questions. This focus matters because financial progress can be fragile when a household has no plan for illness, liability, death, property loss, or unexpected care costs. Many personal finance books concentrate on income growth and investing, but Tu's subject matter recognizes that accumulation and protection are linked. Insurance is not presented as a status symbol or a product to collect indiscriminately. Its value depends on whether a specific risk would cause financial damage that the household could not absorb. This reasoning helps readers distinguish between useful coverage and unnecessary expense. The same logic applies to planning documents and relationship-based financial choices, including prenups where relevant. By incorporating these topics, the book treats a financial foundation as a system made of savings, assets, obligations, safeguards, and clear expectations among the people who depend on one another. Fourthly, generational wealth without assuming inherited privilege. The subtitle places generational wealth at the center of the book. But the framing is intentionally broader than the traditional image of large estates or old family money. The available descriptions emphasize that building a legacy is not reserved for the ultra-wealthy. This makes the concept more practical for middle and upper-middle-income readers, who may be the first in their families to accumulate meaningful assets. Tu addresses the question of how to help children or future family members without encouraging entitlement, which is an important distinction. Generational wealth is not only a transfer of money. It can include education, financial habits, housing stability, access to investment accounts, insurance protection, and open communication about money. The book appears to treat legacy as both material and behavioral. That framing is useful because a family can pass down advantages, while still teaching responsibility, effort, and decision-making. The emphasis is less on creating heirs who never work and more on reducing unnecessary vulnerability across generations. Lastly, a bridge between beginner personal finance and family wealth strategy, Well Endowed is presented as a follow-up to Rich AF, which focused on foundational money habits and financial empowerment for a broad modern audience. The new book appears to occupy a more advanced but still accessible position. Its target reader has paid bills, reduced loans, begun saving, and now needs guidance on how to coordinate money decisions across a more complicated life. This bridge is important because many people outgrow beginner advice, but are not yet ready for technical estate planning manuals or high net worth investment literature. Two's public style as your rich BFF shapes the book's likely function translating financial topics that can feel intimidating into language suited to everyday decision makers. The substance is still practical rather than academic, but the scope is wider than budgeting tips. By combining spending, investing, housing, insurance, retirement, and family planning, the book reflects the reality that financial maturity requires coordination. Wealth is treated not as one tactic, but as a connected set of choices. In conclusion, Well Endowed is best suited for readers who already understand basic personal finance and want to make more consequential money decisions with greater structure. It is especially relevant for adults in their late 20s, 30s, and beyond who are considering homeownership, marriage, children, insurance, retirement planning, or financial support for future generations. The practical benefit is that it helps readers evaluate choices that cannot be solved by simple rules, such as spend less or invest more. It encourages a broader view of money as a tool for stability, flexibility, and family resilience. Intellectually, the book reframes wealth building as a sequence of aligned decisions rather than a single achievement or account balance. Compared with many personal finance books, its distinguishing feature is the combination of strategic spending and generational planning. It does not appear to be only a budgeting book, an investing primer, or a retirement manual. Instead, it focuses on the transition from individual financial survival to family-centered financial design. That makes it useful for readers who want accessible guidance without moving immediately into highly technical estate, tax, or investment material. Its modern tone and life stage emphasis give it a clear place among contemporary finance guides for younger households building long-term security. If you would like to support Vivian too, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.